welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We could make millions, maybe billions of dollars if we could develop a really effective weight loss pill. Lots of weight loss, no side effects, and something that's affordable. And there are lots of candidates, at least in my clinical practice over the years, that have come and gone and had promised some of these attributes, but could never deliver. There are candidates for drug therapy for those who failed behavioral, dietary, and lifestyle approaches. Most of them suggest that you not try them unless there's a BMI more than 30, I think is what most of them recommend. There are lots of choices for weight loss drugs, but many of them have large risks and a relatively small benefit. So there are no miracle pills for weight loss. There is phentermine and orlistat and bupropion, naloxone. And now there's this drug, lorcaserin. The question is, does it offer our patients any benefits over what we already have? You found a poem that was done based on a study in the New England Journal of Medicine, published this year in 2018. It starts, for listeners that want to look it up, on page 1107 and goes for 10 pages. It simply asks the question, is lorcaserin a safe and effective aid to weight loss for heavy people?
Yeah, lorcaserin, our readers may, or listeners may have heard of Belvique, and that's the trade name that it's being marketed under. And it's been approved for treatment of obesity by the FDA, but because so many other weight loss drugs have had safety problems in terms of cardiovascular safety, heart valve problems, they mandated a post-marketing randomized trial to assure cardiovascular safety. Kind of makes you wonder why they didn't do that pre-marketing, but anyway, better late than never. So in this study, there were about 12,000 patients who had a BMI of 27 or higher, who had heart disease or who had multiple cardiovascular risk factors. So this was a high-risk group. They were randomized to get lorcaserin 10 milligrams twice daily or matching placebo. All of the patients had access to a study nurse by phone to assist in weight loss or counseling or dietary counseling. The groups were balanced and similar at the start of the study. The average age was about 64 years. The mean BMI, while the minimum was 27, the mean was 35, which is more in line with who I would normally think about, you know, possibly using this kind of medication for. Almost all were hypertensive. More than half had diabetes. About a third of the patients in each group stopped taking the medicine, either the drug or the placebo, during the three-year follow-up period. So not a great follow-up. We'd like to see 80% stick with it, not two-thirds. Lorcaserin had a modest effect on weight. Patients who took the drug lost an average of 6 pounds, more than those who took the placebo. More patients in the lorcaserin group, though, lost at least 10% of their body weight, about 15% versus 5%, so a number needed to treat of about 10. So the weight loss was not evenly distributed. It was, there was a smaller group, about 15%, who had what I would call a significant weight loss, 10% of their body weight. There was no difference in the likelihood of cardiovascular events between the two groups, 6.1 versus 6.2%. So that's good. It won't help much, but it won't kill you either, which is, I think, the main message. There was no difference in serious adverse events. Those who took the lorcaserin were about twice as likely to discontinue the drug, mostly due to dizziness, fatigue, and headache. Most of the discontinuations were not because of intolerance, though. Most of them were just, I'm done taking this medicine. I don't feel like taking medicine anymore. Absolute risk increase of any one of these things, dizziness, fatigue, headache, was only about 1%. Bottom line is that lorcaserin 10 milligrams twice daily helps about 1 in 10 patients lose 10% or more of their body weight and appears to be safe in terms of cardiovascular events, at least in this high-risk group.
Yeah, so, you know, our heart goes out to these patients. I mean, some of them want so badly to lose weight, and they try, and, you know, perhaps genetically they're loaded against it. And, you know, we'd love to have one of these drugs work, but it just sounds like this may offer a small benefit. 1 in 10 of getting 10% It sounds like pretty mm-hmm. small odds to me.
Yeah. And, you know, I think while it may be genetic, I think it's probably maybe more likely, if anything, epigenetic. You know, the genetics of Americans who are a diverse culture are not that different from the genetics of people around the world. I think it's really more the environment that we've created and the food that we eat and the portions we serve and just the you know, the media bombardment. There are lots and lots of environmental factors that conspire against Americans in terms of how we've structured our lives. And I think, you know, as physicians, one of the things we can do is advocate in our communities for, you know, healthier communities in every possible way, whether that's walkable, bikeable, you know, healthy downtowns, transit, things like that.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I'd add to that, Mark, is that I do, not based on research, but just based on anecdote, I do think that there's a very strong link also with emotions. And food, I think, serves an important pacifier for lots of people. And whether it's mm-hmm. anxiety or a way to escape, and it's obviously tied to what you're talking about with the media and fast food. But I think that to ignore mental health in this whole picture is an oversight as well.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And I think in this country, we also don't do a very good job of giving people paid time off. You know, most countries, people have 4 weeks of paid vacation every year. Here, there are people that go without any paid vacation and aren't able to take it. They have they're stressed because they don't have health insurance. They're stressed for many reasons. And so I think we're all a little stressed for the last year and a half or so because of the politics in our country. So I think you're absolutely right. That I'm sure is an important contributor.
Thanks, Mark, for this update. We'll talk with you again in a week.
All right. Look forward to it.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.